AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump talked to reporters today about the new push to impeach him following the deadly violence by his supporters at the Capitol.
We want no violence, never violence. We want absolutely no violence.
The president says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are causing tremendous danger to the country.
This impeachment is causing tremendous anger, and you're doing it. And it's really a terrible thing that they're doing.
The president is on his way to Texas. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's been out of sight, but today will visit Texas's border with Mexico to tout his push against illegal immigration. House Democrats want him gone before next week. The House will vote late tonight on a resolution urging Vice President Pence and the cabinet to remove the president from office via the 25th Amendment. Tomorrow, it'll debate impeaching the president for a second time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A second Democrat in the House who was forced to go into lockdown last week during the siege at the Capitol tested positive for the coronavirus. Pramila Jayapal from Washington is criticizing Republican members of Congress who said no to wearing a mask when it was offered to them during the lockdown. Bonnie Watson Coleman of New Jersey also tested positive. The Trump administration is asking states to speed delivery of coronavirus vaccines to people 65 and older and to others at high risk. Two-dose shots will no longer be held back. A former Minneapolis police officer who held his knee to the neck of George Floyd for several minutes will be tried separately from three other former officers accused in Floyd's death. Thousands of excited football fans ignored pandemic precautions and partied in streets around the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa overnight after the Crimson Tide defeated Ohio State for the National Football Championship. City officials had urged people to watch the game at home. This is AP News. At the San Diego Zoo,
our gorilla troop has tested positive for SARS-CoV-2. Which is the virus that causes COVID-19.
Several gorillas tested positive. This is the first known coronavirus cases among such primates in the U.S. and possibly the world. Lisa Peterson is the zoo's executive director.
We decided to test the troop because we saw some mild symptoms that are similar to those that humans would experience.
Tests came back positive. The big question now is, how were they infected?
So we suspect that the gorillas got this virus from an asymptomatic team member. And that's despite all of the precautions that we take. We follow CDC guidelines. We follow San Diego County health guidelines.
Zoo officials in San Diego are talking to experts who have been treating the coronavirus in humans in case the animals develop more severe symptoms. The gorillas will remain in their group and will not be separated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.